With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. In Las Vegas today, President Trump reaffirming a number of campaign promises.
Under our leadership, we're going to defeat inflation, bring down prices. We're going to raise those wages. They're going to go up. They're going to go up. Put more money in your pocket, secure our borders, restore law and order to our cities, and we're going to make America great again.
The Senate has voted to confirm Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense.
Hegseth now takes on the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth said during his recent confirmation hearings, quote, "It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm." Bob Agnew reporting.
And Kristi Noem has been confirmed. She's the new Homeland Security Secretary. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Trump declaring a national emergency on the border with Mexico, saying America's sovereignty is under attack.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Details still coming in now. A Florida man arrested on charges of making online threats against President Trump. A tip to the FBI Threat Center leading to that arrest Friday night of the 46-year-old man. This is SRN News. Teachers in Minnesota must affirm the LGBT lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their youngsters from elementary school classes that use books promoting homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against the parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. Moms and dads say the policy violates their religious rights. This is SRN News. Well, Pakistan's legislature is moving a very controversial bill that will give the government there sweeping controls when it comes to all social media. BBC correspondent on Barasan Itharajan has the story.
Journalist organizations in Pakistan say the bill has been passed without proper consultation. They are concerned that any content critical of judges, the armed forces, or other authorities may be blocked from social media. But the government argues that the sole purpose of the bill is to stamp out fake news.
The move by the government to pass the bill comes nearly 1 year after Pakistan blocked the X platform ahead of an election that the opposition party of imprisoned Foreign Minister Prime Minister Imran Khan says was, quote, rigged. X is still blocked in the country. More details at SRNNews.com.